KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino and thanks for joining us this morning. Today we get to hear from a couple of Fresno State alumna who were really deeply involved in service when they were students, and it led them both to careers in the service area. With us today are Miss Leah Grace and Miss Song Vang. Thanks very much for being here today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us here.
So I've known these wonderful young women for, well, I think in Leah's case, about 9 or 10 years. And that makes me feel really old, Leah.
I know, me too,
a little. You still look like you're a college student, so it makes me feel better. But it was a long time ago. And Song and I have known each other for quite a while, too, since about 2010, I think. And hopefully during the show, you'll get to see what fine young women they are and what a tremendous asset they are to this community. So Leah, let's start with you. Will you start us off by just introducing yourself and letting the folks who are listening know a little about who's behind the mic?
Sure. Well, again, my name is Leah. I grew up sort of in the Central Valley up in Prather, and I attended Sierra High School, and that's really where my service roots started. And then I came to Fresno State and did my undergraduate degree in psychology, and I had a minor in communicative disorders and deaf studies, and then went on to get my master's in counseling, marriage, and family therapy.
So you graduated with your master's degree when? 2 or 3 years ago?
In May, it will be 3 years. I graduated in May 2015.
Okay. And I know you got really involved in Fresno State service efforts anyway, even though you were involved in high school. In about 2008, when you became a Richter Center ambassador, as a matter of fact, you were part of the inaugural group of the ambassadors. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and why'd you get started in that?
I think I'll start by sharing a little bit about the first contact I had with Melissa Jessen-Heiser, at the time just Melissa Jessen, but I was in my first apartment and I remember it very clearly because it was a really comforting moment for me. Service had been a huge part of my life in high school, and I went to a really tiny high school in a very small town, and so I'm in my apartment in Fresno, and you know, Fresno's not all that big, but felt huge to me. And I felt kind of a little out of my place. And so I was in my room in my apartment, and it was the summer before my freshman year of college. And I got an email from Melissa telling me about her hope and aspirations to start this program. And she had heard I had been involved when I was in high school and was wondering if I would join this team of, I think we were probably about 8 or 9 students that she was reaching out to, yeah, to really build this program from the ground up as a way to engage Fresno State students in service. So I was very excited. And that's kind of where that comfort came in, because I felt like it was this nice little bridge between, you know, something that was important to me before that I could take on and have a community to connect to at Fresno State.
Yeah, and there's been this great Sierra High School Richter Center link. You were one of the ambassadors, Sierra High School being a small high school, but you've had a big presence on the ambassadors. Yourself, Lindsay Hamilton, now yep. Lindsay Yeager, Brooke and Hannah Poor were mm-hmm. both Richter Center student leaders.
I think there was another Kaylee Osborne, I think was a bit involved for a time.
Yeah. So good group up there in Sierra, and we're happy you came here and got involved. Song, how about you? Maybe a little self-introduction to start as well?
Well, again, my name is Song Vang, and I grew up here, actually, in Fresno, went to Clovis East High School, and then came to Fresno State. And when I came in, I actually wanted to go into medical field, knew my route, wanted to get my doctor's degree, but everything changed, really. My first year, realized that there was something missing, and that's actually where service came into play. I was part of the alternative spring break, and that's where I met Melissa, who is the assistant director of the Jan and Bud Richter Center. And she brought me on and said, you know, you have such a spirit with you about you, and we would love for you to join our ambassador team. And that's kind of how my story of service started. And it has just opened so many doors and opportunities of great friendship, but really just a family. And I feel, even though I was from Fresno, I mean, I think even as a college student at that time, and everybody, all the students, they're always saying about, I'm going to get my degree and go away from Fresno. But it was through service that I came to realize, no, Fresno is so beautiful and I can be part of that. And service just opened my eyes to the opportunities that we have here. The diversity of really friends and families and our community here is just so diverse. And at times, we take that for granted. And so service definitely opened my eyes to a lot of things.
And we'll talk more about it, but that service experience that you had, so it changed your major, changed your career trajectory. I know you got real involved in the humanics program. Mm-hmm. We can talk a little bit about that. But obviously a huge impact early on in your college career.
It was. I mean, I graduated with linguistics and deaf education, and minored in sociology and urban civic education, and then tacked on a couple of different certificates of humanics, as you mentioned, and special events. And really, for me, it was just opening so many doors and opportunities that I knew if I didn't explore and was part of service on campus, I wouldn't have known. And even being able to serve with you, Chris, on the service learning subcommittee was just eye-opening to being part of and being able to influence kind of how professors were putting service learning into the curriculum, and to being able to give critiques and to really give opinions about how to make those service learning experiences beneficial for students, and realizing that no matter what major you were going to go into, you can still serve your community.
Yeah, the two of you were involved in so many things. I almost forgot, Song, that you were involved in that service learning subcommittee. And I know when I was prepping for this show, actually, I talked to Melissa at the Richter Center, and she told me that the two of you are members of a pretty exclusive club, if you will, the four-year club. And that means that you were among just a handful of Richter Center student leaders. There's been about 100 of you now that have been part of the Richter Center Student Leaders Program in almost 10 years. Yeah, next year marks the 10th year of the program. And there's only a few that have been involved for 4 years or more, and the two of you were both involved. And I'd love to hear about some of those experiences, what you think you gained from them as a student and as a professional now that you look back on your college career as a career person now. And then also how you think you benefited the community during that service. Leah, you want to start?
My initial experiences in service, aside from being a Richter Center ambassador and really working on helping that program to grow, I spent a lot of time doing like one day service events at first. It felt like a way to connect with my community and really using the first few years of college to figure out what I was passionate about and what felt right for me. And so I volunteered a lot for like the Make a Difference Day, one day service events that went through the Richter Center, Serving Fresno Day, helped with the blood drives and things like that. And so I really just spent time kind of dabbling in opportunities that were out there, trying to figure out like what felt like home to me, and eventually certainly found it, which I think we'll touch on in just a bit here.
Do you remember any of those particular projects that you worked on? Probably, I think you were up at the trail.
That's
one
day. The one that came to mind too. Yeah, we did that. I don't remember if Song was there with us that day. She was. Okay. So yeah, we were up at the McKenzie Preserve, I think it was, and we did some trail building and clearing. And that's the thing about service to me. Of course, the significance of the project is a huge part of it. Doing something that you feel connected to, that you're passionate about, and access to outdoor spaces is something I am passionate about, of course, and still to this day. But the other piece of engaging in service that's really profound to me is just to be among people who are doing something for the greater good, regardless of what it is. So to kind of share that goal with people, share that vision, share that energy, and to be surrounded by people that are coming together for a day, you know, regardless of what the project is, to really do something that benefits our community.
Yeah. And so those one day service projects, a lot of them over the course of several years, any others that jump out at you as something that was memorable?
Yes, it just, as I was preparing for this, this one did not come to me. And right now it just kind of jumped into my memory. And now I have a huge smile on my face thinking about it. So I was involved in Kids Day working at the Fresno State distribution site, I think all 4 years of my undergrad career. And again, I'm realizing while we're doing this here and reflecting that probably the thing I loved the most was just that sense of community and people being together for the greater good. We would get out there at, Chris would know best, at
4:30
in the morning. And, you know, of course it's early and people are sleepy, but everyone's there and they're ready to serve and engage. And we're loading papers and, you know, different student organizations are showing up. And there's this kind of fun little element of competition, you know, who's going to sell the most papers. And what I really loved about that was we would kind of take turns. It was a highly prized position because it was so much fun, but we often would go out to the different corners and, you know, take some videos or pictures or engage the students that were selling papers and kind of hear their whys about service, why this was important, why they were out there. And that was always a really, really fun event.
Song, how about you? What about some of the service projects that you worked on over the years? I know Leah mentioned Sierra Foothill Conservancy. I know you got real involved with them, but I know there were other things as well.
Well, I actually would like love to touch on Sarah Free Health Conservancy to the fact that it's really through that connection that we started the Reflection Facilitators. It was actually, I think, at the very beginning when I was starting service and really learning about Sarah Free Health Conservancy and just the work that Fresno State had done there, I realized through our COS, our Continuance of Service conference, that we were just discussing about how we can make service even more impactful and give our students the experience that they should have through service. And we were kind of brainstorming of, why don't we ever reflect? Because as ambassadors, we're always reflecting. We're always thinking about, you know, what does our service really mean to us? And realizing that, you know, a lot of times students don't take that time to just stop and reflect. And that's how the Reflection Facilitator started and how we were just wanting to implement that. So, you know, now when every student goes to a one-day service, they're learning about the impact that they're doing. You know, at Sarah Free Health Conservancy, we're upkeeping about 4 miles. I believe they might be even doing more.
I think we're, yeah, it's probably up to about
now.
7. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That's even fantastic.
See what happens in 10 years when
Right? And so it's just keeping the history alive of, you know, this is your service, what you're doing, it continues and it will have an effect on those that will come and follow in your footsteps. And so with me, Sarah Free Health Conservancy has always been a kind of a soft spot for me, and I'm still connected with them and work closely with them. But other services that I've done have been really being able to be part of the Fresno Food Recovery Network.
Oh, yeah.
And so for me, it was actually my senior year. And what got me involved in that was realizing that, you know, I've learned and been able and been fortunate enough to be in all these leadership roles and being able to have service in my life, and realizing with the Fresno Food Recovery Network, it was all freshman students. And so being able to be the student advisor on that and being one of the co-founders and being able to really bring to light the significance of our food insecurity issues on campus was just significant. And that's really even, and I didn't even know it at that time, but it really brought me to where I am today, being the project manager for the Food to Share program.
Yeah, so real quickly, because I want to talk about Food to Share and how that Food Recovery Network experience led you to that. But Food Recovery Network, a program started by Fresno State students and a couple of faculty members to help recover otherwise perfectly edible, usable food for those in need. And I think Food Recovery Network, how many tons of food were you recovering every year or had recovered?
Well, in the 2 months that we started in that summer of 2014, we had recovered about 14,000 pounds just from the residence dining hall and Manchester Farmers Market.
Just that summer.
Just that summer. And then we started the hot meal program at the St. Paul Newman Center, which is still going on today.
Yeah, every Friday night.
Every Friday night. So for those that need a cooked hot meal, they can go to St. Paul Newman Center at 6 o'clock and there will be a meal served. And so that's still going on. The Fresno Food Security Network leaders are still working hard at that. And I'm still connected with them, so working closely with them. There are other initiatives on campus that we are, as Food to Share, we are able to support them too. And we're also helping with the student cupboard, bringing them food on a weekly basis. And so really, I mean, Fresno State is dear to my heart, and trying to just support the students here is really key.
Well, I think that's one of the things both of you have mentioned, for example, Sierra Food Hill Conservancy, because of you and other students that you helped engage in that process, that there's probably 7+ miles of well-built, well-maintained trails in the Sierra foothills that provides access to the outdoors and many historical and environmentally significant sites in our foothills. Mm-hmm. This Food Recovery Network got started, and these programs like the St. Paul Newman Center's Friday Night Dinner got started because of you and students like you. And I think that's that impact, right? That you've left something behind. It wasn't just go sell some newspapers for Children's Hospital, and you never really know what happens and what's the long-term impact of that. Although we know that there are, you can look back and say, I helped build that trail and it's still in existence and people are still using it today. I helped start that program and people are getting fed every week because of it.
Yeah, I feel like it's the legacy that we didn't even anticipate that we would have left behind. And I know, Chris, you work closely with my brother. He was also part of the ambassador. Yeah,
absolutely. Tushu, sure.
Tushu, yeah. Tushu Long, he's always talking about. And I know his experience in service has been amazing. And even my younger sister. And so just being able to have an impact on my family, being able to get them exposed to service and realizing you know, no matter where your field, because for them, they're in the ag department and in the ag industry. And so for them, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't realize service, that they could do service, right? Or it's just, you never really think about that. But I mean, I think what I loved about the one-day service was we had students all over campus, like nursing students, psychology majors. I mean, it really was a diverse group of students. And so just that alone and realizing service is key. It's what brought us all together and being able to be part of that.
And so that experience with Food Recovery Network, and obviously your work with the Humanics program and as a part of your sociology major, you had an opportunity then to apply for a program. And really, it was Food Recovery Network that kind of laid the groundwork for this Food to Share program with Fresno Metro Ministry, where you're now employed, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that link and what Food to Share is?
Yeah, it just felt like a perfect fit because it really was the foundation. So Food to Share started with the model of what we had started at Fresno State as the Fresno Food Recovery Network. When the opportunity came to apply for the position, I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I've been doing and it's perfect. And I get to really have a bigger impact. And so with Food to Share, we're looking at a Fresno countywide really food effort of really being able to address hunger, reduce waste, and generate renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at, you know, where are the little gaps? Where are those gaps that are hindering our community to have access to nutritional food? Being able to then address the issue of, you know, I don't know if you guys know, being the fifth largest food insecure city in the whole U.S., so really looking at those gaps of our system and how we can all fix and work together because we have that solution. And so when the opportunity came, it was just kind of a perfect fit of continuing the work that we had started at Fresno State, but on a larger scale and being connected to, I mean, currently right now to over 80 different organizations that we can support and augment with the recovered food that we're doing at schools. It's just significant. I mean, on average, we're recovering about 5,000 pounds a week.
Wow.
That's just on average.
And that's totally usable food. 5,000
yes.
pounds a week goes out and then is used by up to 80 different organizations
mm-hmm.
to feed those who are food insecure.
And a lot of the food that we're recovering are from schools, and those are all perfectly packaged good food. And this is from 18 schools. And so imagine, I mean, Fresno Unified School District is huge. And so there's still a lot of waste that's happening. And so we're definitely working closely on building our capacity to do more, recover more, so that we can really use that food to feed our community. But yeah, that's really what we're aiming to do.
Okay. And Leah, you had kind of a similar experience. One of your sort of last service experiences, I believe as an undergrad, yeah, led you to your current employment. So maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Yes, it sure did. So as I touched on earlier, initially, besides the Richter Center Ambassadors work I was doing, most of my engagement with the community was through these one-day service events. Kind of when something would come up, I would say yes, and I would do it, and it would be fun and meaningful. But it came a point where I was really looking to deepen my work, and I felt like I could do that if I remain with one agency in the community and really got to explore that agency and the type of work they were doing and, you know, myself a little bit more. So I was working as a student assistant in the Richter Center at the time, and was often students would come in and I was, you know, right there in the front, and I was really passionate about engaging students in this conversation around like what's meaningful to you. Let's find a service experience that is going to benefit the community, but of course you as well.
Yeah.
And so there was a flyer in the front and it had EPU Children's Center's name on it. And I had told some other students about it because to me it sounded like a great organization and their mission sounded really wonderful, you know, working with children who are experiencing developmental delays and needed some early intervention support. And I had heard really good things. And so kind of something in my heart just told me, yeah, try this agency. And so I started volunteering there in 2010. It was my sophomore year of my undergrad and loved it immediately. And so I was going there like three times a week at first,
yeah.
in addition to my classes and working as a waitress and at the Richter Center. And I just couldn't get enough. I loved the support. I loved the kids. I loved the family. I felt appreciated there. I felt valued. I felt very connected to my community and the work that EPU was doing. So I volunteered there for 2 years until I graduated, and then I spent the summer applying to any opening that they had, just hoping to get hired, and I did in August. So there was a little bit of a gap where I refused to apply for other jobs because I wanted to work there so badly, and so I did get hired there, starting as a children's services coordinator, so kind of first line linking families to needed services when their kiddos were struggling with a variety of things. Mm-hmm. And I moved around in positions. I think it's possible I've held the record now for moved offices. I'm on my sixth space right now. This one is temporary, but I've moved around quite a bit. So I worked there all through getting my master's degree in counseling. And in 2015, I was moved to a mental health clinician role, which is what I've been doing now for the last couple of years.
So, I mean, obviously for both of you, not only did it have a huge impact while you were at Fresno State, but it had a huge impact for you post-graduation as well. And, you know, I'm wondering, as you look back on your career at Fresno State, your time at Fresno State, obviously service played a big role. But I'm wondering if you can talk about that just, you know, briefly about, is there a way for you to put that into words in a few sentences about how huge of an impact it was for you and what it might have been like if you didn't have service?
That's actually a very hard question to answer because I genuinely believe it was everything. Because if I look back on my path and my life, that first call from Melissa to help build this Richter Center Ambassador Program was kind of the catalyst. And then I became more involved and started working in the Richter Center and was there between any class. I mean, it was like my home, as Chris, I'm sure you're familiar with my face. And so I don't think I would have found EPU or even my passion for working with children and families that are struggling had it not been for seeking service opportunities.
And Song, you mentioned your brother, Tushu, and your sister, Lee, and there's a great service gene in your family, mm-hmm. no doubt about it. But you probably talked to them about being involved in service and kind of the same question. But what would you say in terms of your own experience to an incoming freshman about why it was so important to you to be involved in service while you're an undergrad?
Yeah, I mean, just contemplating on that question, I'm like, I can't imagine my college experience without service. I mean, I was eating, breathing service really because, I mean, when I had time, I would be in the Richter Center or try and talk about service. And it was just kind of a part of me. And so, I mean, I would encourage those freshmen that are coming in just to, for me, I started exploring service because I wanted to get connected to my community, but also to be connected to campus. There was a part of me actually came in really shy and nervous and kind of not knowing what to do when I was in college.
There
and
was never a day in your life. You
no,
shy,
there really was. You'll be surprised. You will be surprised how, at least I felt like I was an introvert and I knew I wanted to let myself out and, you know, to explore what the world had. And I think for me, it was just, I knew when I found service that it felt right, that I was at the place I needed to be. And it opened so many doors, so many opportunities that I could never imagine would have been possible. I mean, Chris, you weren't able to go with the first cohort, but Fiji, you know, the Fiji experience of taking the first team to do just service abroad for the first year, like that alone will always stay with me because that truly showed me that it does take a village to raise a child. And so for me, like I would never have imagined as a freshman that it would lead to that. And so even opportunities being part of the humanities program, right, of understanding my community, falling in love with my community, with my city, and realizing, you know, there's so much that we need, yes, but there's so much that I can gain from here. And so, and that's what I share with my siblings, and that's what I would share with any student of just get out there and say yes. I've always said yes to every opportunity, every door that's open to me, and try to just figure it out. But yeah, it's brought on so many amazing things that it's hard to just express in words.
Yeah. Leah, last minute thoughts?
Yeah. One thing I've been kind of holding as we're talking here is just this kind of additional piece on the importance of service. So of course, I'm sure you can hear this theme of how both Song and I have benefited from service. It's connected us to careers we are passionate about. And I do believe that people in a community having careers that they're passionate about benefits the greater good because we've kind of all found where we fit and what we can contribute. But there's this other piece for me around just our responsibility as human beings and our responsibility to each other, especially living in community. And I feel that that service kind of answers that question, answers that call. Like, who are we to each other? And what can we do to support each other in the community? So yes, engaging in service experiences as a college student benefited me greatly. I don't think I would be employed at EPU had I not, you know, volunteered there and made a name for myself. I may have not even been in this field that I now know is my purpose and my passion. So the benefits have been huge, as I'm sure listeners can hear in these stories. But there's this other piece around engaging in service just because that, for me, is what we're here to do for each other.
What's our civic ethic? What's our civic responsibility?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Song has probably shares the same philosophy. I'm getting a thumbs up. Yeah.
You know, one of the amazing things, you know, I've been here at Fresno State a long time and I get to work with some really great students. And I sit here and I look at the two of you who I knew when you were 18-year-old, mm-hmm. no offense to 18-year-olds out there listening, but kids, mm-hmm. I mean, just out of high school. And obviously loved working with you and saw what fine human beings you were. And now I see where you're at 10 years later or so. And I'm so impressed and I'm so thankful. Number one, that you were here and you were Fresno State students and so involved in our program and so involved in service, but that you're continuing to give back and to really be such great advocates for this idea of being involved in your community in a meaningful way and giving back. So I just appreciate everything you've done over the years. I want to thank you. I certainly thank you for being here today as well. Unfortunately, we got to wrap it up. I could sit here and talk to these ladies for a long, long time, but I do want to thank them again. Thanks to Leah Grace and to Song Vang for being here today. To all of our listeners, thanks for joining us this morning. Please don't forget to tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. And like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. And if you know Leah or you know Song or you know another student out there who's doing some great service work, please give them a shout out on that Facebook site. We'd love to hear from you. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 KFSR, and we're streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.